Mark Meyer, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks for having me, Austin.
As we know, the hospital is still currently under visitor restrictions. If you could just give us a picture, who are outside of the hospital, what things are looking like on the hospital floor with the current COVID surge?
Sure, we can do that. This week we've been running approximately full in our med-surg unit. Our emergency room saw 40 cases on Monday. That's quite a volume for them. And our walk-in clinic saw 23 cases on Monday of, it's not just all COVID, it's everything that's coming in. Right now, our OB department has been moved back up into the old hospital. We've opened the COVID unit that can take up to 13 patients inside the old OB, the new OB area here in the new wing. And we've also are walling off two same day care rooms so we can have emergency room overflow in there and getting ready to on Monday change out how people coming in for labs and stuff flow. So it's a relatively busy, and we've had as high as 9 COVID patients in the last 10 days a day.
9 COVID patients per day over the last 10 days.
Yes.
Based on your expertise in infectious diseases, can you comment on the response from elected officials and local governments as to how much that is supporting the hospital at this time?
I don't have a lot of comment on that because my job here at the hospital is to control infections and to treat the patients that come in. I do believe that we could use some more support from local elected officials as far as mask wearing and things like that in Montezuma County.
From an epidemiological perspective, when you're looking at how the virus is currently spreading in the community, how is that matching your expectations before the surge hit and what you may have been warning about back in the summer?
Yeah, we've been warning about this since last March. So at some point, we were going to have this surge, and that's why we'd be emphasizing mask wearing, hand washing, basic fundamentals of infection control. And right now in our area, we're getting pretty much community widespread, which means you don't know who has it. And so any, one-on-one time you spend in close contact with somebody without a mask on, that's not your immediate household, there's a certain danger to getting COVID, certainly from that right now. The epidemiologist from the state of Colorado just a week or so ago said 1 in 49 people in Colorado have COVID, and we just don't know who those are. So and that would really fit what we're seeing on the national picture also.
Mm-hmm. Last question here. What support, from your perspective, do you need from the community, whether that's elected officials or anybody in the community? And what do you, as well as the hospital staff you work with, what support do you need from the community?
I think what we really need to turn this down right now is people wearing their masks, people washing their hands, people social distancing as much as they can, don't gather in groups, just like we did back in, March, April, May, June, to cut down on the number of people being exposed to COVID. If we can get that, and we can turn this around and we see downward trends, that would be what we're looking for. We do know that, the vaccine is coming. We do know we're starting to make plans locally to deploy those, and that should help some, but we still need to do the basic things for infection control that we've talked about numerous times to really turn this back towards a downward trend instead of an upward trend. I would also caution people that when you start seeing data, probably in the next couple of days that show maybe there was a slight downward trend over the holiday, remember that the people reporting and the people working on developing that data also took some days off. So there's going to be a lag before you see that increase again.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know as we look at this upcoming data. That's Mark Meyer, Pharmacy Infection Control and Infusion Director with Southwest Health System. Thank you so much. I know you're busy. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Austin.